Man, it's hard out there for cheaters nowadays. It's 99.7 DJX. Technology has made it more and more difficult. Here are some ways people are catching cheaters via tech: app usage, checking screen time history. Like, you can view all activity there with screen time and see which apps are used the most and at what times. Caught cheating there. Travel history. You can take a look at their Uber.
Trip history.
Yeah, trip history on the app. It shows pickups, drop-offs, receipts, all that stuff. Google Maps, real-time location sharing. That's something that my family does, is like we share the location on Google Maps where we are. So you can see like a little dot where each member of the family is. So
we're on Live 360.
Yeah, so. It's same deal. Yeah. Same deal, right. Searching for keywords, like using the search bar in like a WhatsApp messaging system or messages or emails or something like that. These are ways people are actually snagging and catching cheaters thanks to technology. You know, looking
recently deleted folder.
Yeah, recently the deleted folder. You're looking for items in your search item like affair, guilty, love, miss you, meet up, things like that, phrases like that.
Wow.
People are searching phrases like that. You know, I mean, obviously, if you have a suspicion and you are having to go through these hoops to try to catch your partner doing something, then there's some other problems, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's an alphabet trick. I'd never heard of this before. In Google search, type each letter of the alphabet to see what pops up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll give you like, yeah. So if you do that, you know, it'll obviously, Google will try to finish the word
right
or sentence that you're writing. And so if you type in that and you see something, you're like, huh, why would this be a thing? You know, then maybe you can...
How to cheat on my girlfriend without her finding out.
Right, right, exactly.
Why'd you search that?
yeah, hunting for hidden apps, all that stuff. They can be tucked away in hidden folders. I mean, even just financial transactions. Like, most banks and everything have apps, right? And so just checking the unusual bank transfers, cash withdrawals.
You stayed at the Marriott this weekend?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that you were at the Marriott this weekend.
Oh, honey, that's a restaurant. I went to a restaurant.
You just said you were at Steve's.
Steve and I went to a restaurant at the Marriott. Uh-huh. We went to
Georgia for a room.
A restaurant.
That's a room charge from the Marriott.
Definitely a restaurant. Dang you! Yeah, so it's made it tougher. I mean, for people who, you know, don't have to worry about this, we can just sit back and go, suckers.
I mean,
you people, suckers.
That is a lot of effort to go through to find that information. I mean, if you need to sleuth, that's how you sleuth.
Yeah, but things like the, you know, like the Google Maps or real-time sharing location where, you know, you forget you're sharing your location and it's like, hey, why were you here? You know,
yeah, if you're going to your secret girlfriend's house, you might want to turn off your location sharing. Is that
right.
What you're saying?
But then that's even guilty. It's like
1,000%. Like, especially, why'd you turn off your location?
Yeah,
sharing?
Exactly.
Were you going you didn't want me to know about?
Oh, I think my phone died. But you were texting me. Oh, I was?
Oh. Wow. This is why you would not be a good cheater.
I would be terrible.
You're revealing to everyone that you would suck at that.
Yeah.
Which your wife should appreciate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I want to know how technology helped you catch a cheater, okay?
Five. You just love thriving off of drama, don't you?
Yes.
Just like, so tell me when you got messages.
Listen.
Or how you got
we are listening to our audience.
Oh, it's just, you're just the conduit.
That's right.
They love the drama. You're just the messenger.
Our audience has said, listen, when you do boring stuff on the air, we're tuning out. We need stuff that keeps us. Yes.
Bring the heat.
That's what we're trying to do. All right. So tell us how technology helped you catch a cheater. All right. 502-795-1997. Hannah's got a Fitbit story to share.
Oh,
coming up. Technology's helping catch cheaters. It's 99.7 DJX. How has technology helped you? Got a text from a listener. My friend had a weird feeling about her boyfriend, so she put parental controls on his phone. And was actually able to see every text message, every app he got, every phone call. A little insane, but he was cheating, So hashtag worth it.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, Hannah said, so my boyfriend and I synced our Fitbits to do a step challenge together. Cute, right?
Adorable.
One night, noticed his heart rate spiked at 2:43 in the morning while he was, quote, asleep at his friend's house.
Oh, no, no.
Either
he was
having a nightmare or cardio of a different kind. Spoiler, it was the latter.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, done in by the Fitbit heart rate.
When the heart rate monitor says, hey, so-and-so is doing some...
cardio at 2:43 in the morning.
I was going to say, they're in zone five right now, and it's in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Interesting.
Melissa, we were at a party, and someone named Emily Hart airdropped him a photo right in front of me.
Oh, gosh.
Thought it was a mistake until I saw the photo. Let's just say it wasn't PG. Neither was their conversation. Thanks for the unintentional confession, Apple.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
A little eye drop. We got another text from Lexi. Said, my ex went to a party I wasn't allowed to go to for some reason. I didn't pay any mind to it. But then later that night, got sent some nudes from a girl that he sent my number to. Then proceeded to call me minutes after, saying the girl sent them to me to make me jealous.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Wow. Adorable. Adorable. Lisa, he was in the shower, left his Apple Watch on the bathroom counter. A message popped up from Jessica Peach emoji saying, still thinking about last weekend.
Oh, no.
Smirk, winky face. I stood there like, wow, so am I, but for different reasons.
What is with everybody labeling with emojis?
Don't know.
Contacts.
That is a surefire giveaway. Like, right? Like, isn't it?
Like, wouldn't you label a contact if you have to as a don't pick up or something like that where, I don't know.
That still looks suspicious.
Does it?
If someone goes through your phone, for sure.
Yeah. We did get, a message directly to you, Kelly.
Oh,
From Keith, who says, not necessarily a cheating story, but technology helped me follow Ben and Kelly. Like when Kelly uses big words like sleuth and I have to Google them so I know what she means. Remember your audience, Kelly.
I'm so sorry,
Kelly with her Purdue college education here.
I'm so sorry.
Not everybody has a college education, Kelly, like you.
Sorry. Should I use like detective? Do we know what detective means?
Oh gosh. Hey, listen. You're skating on the condescending path here. All right.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Poor Keith is just trying to keep up.
All right, Keith.
His little nimble fingers are sitting there typing all the words
Thank
into Google,
you.
Trying to figure
Thank
out what
you
you're talking about.
Thank you for the note. Okay. Jessica says he said he was working late, so I pinged his location using Find My iPhone just to see if I could drop off dinner.
Oh, that's so cute. Yes.
A supportive girlfriend.
Yeah.
It showed him at a hotel.
Oh, okay.
I went there.
Oh.
And guess who I saw in the elevator? With a girl giggling next to him. Dinner plans changed real quick.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's, again, the example of the whole, like, sharing your location. Fine.
Like, oh, I didn't get dinner for two. I just got dinner for one.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I didn't get dinner for your guest.
Sorry, I didn't know.
And you are. I'm the girlfriend.
Right, exactly. I didn't know you had company. Okay. Mm. Interesting. Yeah, we were here for a meeting. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
All right. So anyways, good stories. Your pain is our entertainment. So thank you.
Wow, that's so callous. That was really callous.
At least I'm not using 12th grade level words, Kelly.
Sleuth, I'm so sorry. You know what? But that's what you come to us for, too, learning. You can learn new words. Listen to Ben and Kelly.
All right, there you go. Thanks for the stories.